Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110 993 WBT. Ace of Spades, Lisa LeBlanc. Great to be with you on this Getaway Wednesday. Oh, we got unbelievable stuff still straight ahead. I'm going to share with you one of the great stories of Thanksgiving. It's not about the actual original Thanksgiving celebration here with the Puritans. It's going to be a tremendous story, though, from an amazing writer that's going to give you a whole renewed perspective on all of this. Everything is fair game, basically. This is an opportunity for you to call in, check in, let us know what you're thankful for, let us know how far you've driven, what's the furthest you've driven for Thanksgiving holidays. We are monitoring breaking news at the same time as well. We're actually expecting to hear a briefing come up here at some point. With this Idaho murders story. In the next hour, Brett Jensen comes by, and we're going to talk a little bit about his coverage yesterday of the tragedy of the WBTV helicopter, which took the lives of two really, really great fellows here in Charlotte. And he's going to give us some of the behind the scenes of how this story went down with his coverage. But let me grab a call from Jim. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Yes, thanks for having me on again, Brett.
Yes, sir.
And I can't say enough how many prisoners said yesterday. At first, I didn't think it was appropriate that I should call in. I just, as soon as you let in with the story yesterday, I thought nobody wants to hear from me. And then I realized later on that because of you, because of your benevolence, my mm-hmm. presence on the show, I am family. I'm part of the WBT family.
Yes, sir.
And during tragedy, family comes together.
That's right. That's right. It's absolutely right, my friend. It's absolutely right.
I'm glad
you called in.
It was more important to be together with the people that have blessed me with the interactive capability that I have today. So.
Well, we are thankful.
I'll play along with your premise if you like. You
want? Yes, go ahead, please. Yes, what do you got?
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if one of the astronauts on Apollo 8 called in and said, "Well, I came back from the moon."
That's good. They would win. The celestial bodies are going to trump anything.
Mine is, it might be a little mundane to you, but I drove my 69 Datsun station wagon down from the Bay Area back to San Diego, down through Big Sur, Highway 1, and totally seen it. But then when I got there, we went and saw the Chargers play the Cincinnati Bengals in the infamous Freezer Bowl. And as soon as they panned across the field, and I think it was Al Michaels that did the narration, telling us 26 degrees at Cincinnati at Bengals Stadium.
Ooh.
I realized that our goose was cooked, or rather, our goose was going to be freeze dried that day.
That's right. Oh my gosh, that's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
But it was a great game. It was a great spectacle. But nevertheless, 800 miles in the 69 Datsun B2, the station wagon, 69 Datsun station wagon is. I can't even believe it's like when I was in the drug culture. I look back on the vehicles I used to drive back and forth, and I'm just like, I can't even believe that was me.
That's incredible. That's a lot of mileage for a little car like that, too. I mean, that's really quite something.
And guess what? I put the engine in that thing in my brother's backyard and drove it up mm-hmm. to my duty station at Alameda, NES Alameda,
yes.
in the Bay Area.
Sure.
And then drove it back for Christmas and Thanksgiving until I bought a real car, a Vega.
You went from the Datsun to a Vega.
Yeah, I actually got a loan through the Navy credit for a Vega.
So you borrowed money from the United States Navy credit to get a Vega. What were you thinking?
That's like you said. I can't even believe that was me.
What were you thinking? I mean, not a Scirocco? Not a K car? Not a Chrysler K car? You went and got a Vega?
I just went and saw, looked, pointed to get a car and thought of that one. And then they sat down with them. They said, yeah, we have the credit terms for Navy personnel.
Wait a minute.
Boom.
Wait, you pointed?
I just didn't have that much credit, so that was a good thing at the time.
You pointed at the car and said, I want that one.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Were you doing?
Was there, wagon
that was there? Was there drugs? That was there drugs then at that point? Was there drugs happening there?
Pardon?
Were there drugs involved there, Jim, with the Vega?
Let me just say that during my illustrious naval career,
this is dangerous.
I was having a hard time convincing the Navy that we didn't need the airplanes to get high.
We're getting very close. This show could become deceased at any moment here. Oh, God!
Oh, my God! They killed the show with drugs!
Why would you? Oh, no, not with drugs! Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, it's a drug
what
overdose.
What did you do, Jim?
Red Wimble show.
What did you do?
Stay off the weed!
All right, well. Thank you for having me on.
You have a happy Thanksgiving. Stay away from the Maui Wowie and the Hindu Kush and behave yourself out there on the West Coast.
Yeah, you too. You have fun in the Jeep.
I will. That's it. You know what they say? You know what they say, TJ? They say it. I don't say it, okay? But they say it. They say, ain't no party like a West Coast party.
Why?
I don't roll West Coast. I'm strictly East Coast. I'm strictly Piedmont. I'm not East Coast. I'm not West Coast. I'm Piedmont. Or am I Midlands? See, I'm trying to learn all my geographic realities here.
You're close to the river.
I'm river people? Is that what I am?
I wouldn't say that.
Are you saying I'm river people?
But you said that.
What can
I
find
disagree.
If I tonight? Like, let's say tonight we get off the air. There's still a little bit of light out there. What can I find out there in the river? Can I find friendship and people?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Hold on a second. Okay, he's gonna have to be able to tell us this story in less than a minute. This is Steve who's got a Vega weed story. Steve, what's up?
Yeah, so I got a loaner car when my car was in the shop, and it was an old Vega.
Uh-huh.
And I don't blow my horn very often, but if somebody does something really dangerous in front of me, I will. And I slammed the horn, and the center of the steering wheel popped off, and there was a baggie in there full of weed.
No! No way! No.
Yeah.
So you had a Vega weed story.
I just put it back in, closed it up, and returned the car when mine was ready. I didn't say anything to anybody.
Wow. Call. You know what, man? Steve, that is that is comedy magic right there, man. You have a happy Thanksgiving. You deserve an extra turkey leg, okay, buddy?
Yeah, thank you.
You got it. What are the odds? We literally, we have everybody listening to this program. I mean, you give me Vega, I'm thinking Suzanne. No, we're talking vehicles. Wow. Another great hour straight ahead. Breaking Brett Jensen joins us next. News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. I only wanted to see you last.